short. So pay attention, can you afford? Everyday conversation, decision making, breakdown, point of views, of course. He say, she say, see how we play. Real life issues, hit the replay. Debate in politics, what sport you profit with. Today's world news, food for thought, so come get a plate. Pull up.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want to welcome y'all to another episode of the Daily Dollar Short Podcast.
Hello.
I can't say as always. I feel so bad about that because I've always been able to say as always. It's your host. But since I missed because I was sick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
COVID head ass.
Let's say, bro, look, man, people get you sick. People don't wash their hands. They nasty. They have bad hygiene.
They're very close to your personal bubble.
Right.
I've noticed that a whole lot more lately. It's pain in the ass. Like, back up. I'm like, what you mean back up?
I'm honestly, I'm starting to miss.
Speaking of ass.
COVID ridiculous.
Marlon was just looking at my ass.
Say, I was about to get to that. God damn it, you stole my segue, you raggedy bitch.
It was right in my face. I mean, what were
you going to do? So, like I said, there was a dozen other cardinal directions. So, as you can hear, we have a guest today. I'm going to go ahead and toss it to Marlon. Shouldn't slide right off your bald head, sir. Please go ahead.
Bald, bearded, and sexy. Remember that.
He got his chain on today, y'all.
But they can't see us. We're not YouTube just yet, but in due time. But we are joined by the lovely Bianca Cook, a.k.a. Miss Noah Collective.
Wow, what's happening?
Yes, thank you for having me. Thank you.
Welcome, welcome.
Welcome to the very first podcast. How's it feel?
I'm a little nervous.
Please don't be nervous.
Don't be
nervous. You know, we're I feel like every event should have an order of events, right?
Yeah.
You should know what you're doing. So we're going to have a fun conversation. We're going to talk about you and what you do and what the NOLA Collective does.
Okay.
And then we're probably going to make fun of Marlon for the itty-bitty-ass chain he got on.
I like my chain.
It's cute.
Cute?
Oh, so he's trying something different.
He is. He's into his jewelry era.
You like it? Looks nice.
I like gold. I think you look better with a gold chain.
Your perspective on it.
That boy Justin laughed so hard. I gotta really think about how I say this.
Oh, well, I look good, goddamn.
My eye hurts.
Hilarious.
Oh, that was funny. So tell us about it's the downsides of being light skinned. You turn red real fast.
That part.
So tell us about yourself.
Okay.
You know, who you are, what you do, all that fun stuff.
All right. Well, I am Bianca Cook. I feel like I wear many hats, but I am a native of La Place, Louisiana, but live here in New Orleans. I was just talking to you. I used to live in Lafayette for a little bit. I guess to start just where I, in my career journey, I am clinical by nature. So I'm a nurse by background. Okay. Then went into healthcare administration. Thank you. Then went to healthcare administration, and then I'm still in that currently.
Okay.
So director of strategy for Ochsner. So focusing on the community health and health equity strategic initiatives. And then also, I guess on the side, I run a media and social brand called the NOLA Collective, which I connect people to people and people to experiences through events and things that are happening in New Orleans.
So you make it happen.
I make it happen.
In the medical field and in the social world. Okay.
Yes.
That's what's up. So, professionally, what made you want to get into the medical field? Was it like a particular event, or was it like, you know, I just found a passion in this?
Yeah, I would say my aunt, she's a nurse.
Mm-hmm.
She's my godmother too. So she's, you know, somebody I've looked up to like my whole life. And so just seeing her in nursing, and then also I feel like our high school, I went to East St. John, like we had pathways. So like we had the health pathway, which was really good for helping people like kind of put their toe into like things that they want to do for after school. So I definitely was in the health pathway, learning medical terminology. I actually had a bunch of college credits before going to UL Lafayette. And so that's when I knew, I was like, okay, I want to help people. You know, I've seen it my whole life. Yeah. I want to go into this, but I also knew I wanted to go into the business side.
Mm. Right.
So that is how
No bedpans. No bedpans.
I worked, obviously you have to do that.
Yeah,
but
you obviously have to do it at some point.
I did go into specialty right after school. Mm-hmm. I went straight to labor and delivery. So I actually worked in labor and delivery during nursing school. I was a baby. I started as a nurse tech. I think I had turned 21 a week prior.
Wow.
I was really young starting in labor and delivery. And then after that was like my junior year, and then stayed on the same unit after. So that's how I ended up in nursing. But literally, I was insane. 6 months later, I went start my MBA to get my master's because I knew I wanted to go to the business side.
Okay.
So. At Texas, right?
University of Texas, yes. So I did online because I'm working like 12-hour shifts. I'm in Lafayette. Yeah.
Yeah, not a, the commute's kind of tough.
Yeah, you know? No. I did not do like a traditional. So what I went through like an administrative fellowship. So that is something. It's not just at Ochsner. It is like a national thing. So any major health system, Houston Methodist, like New York Presbyterian, everybody has fellowships, right? Okay. So it's like a competitive process. Most traditional students are coming out of a master's of health administration.
Right.
But I was like very untraditional with like my nursing background and then my MBA. So that's how I ended up doing the segue into the business side.
So now you mentioned as far as nursing goes that the department you work in now, what is it called?
I work with community health and health equity leaders, basically.
So for people who don't understand what health equity is, me being one of those, explain that, please.
So health equity is really the foundation of making sure that health, medical services, everything is equal and basically adequate for everybody, right?
Right.
So just in historic, like, we've known that there are some inequities that have happened to certain races, to certain, you know, different demographics. So with health equity, it's just making sure that we are being aware of those things and making sure that we are really documenting the, you know, from data to, you know, just what the patients, like the medical treatment. So health equity is really just the foundation to make sure that everybody is getting equal health care.
Okay, so bridging those socioeconomic gaps.
Yes.
That's what's up.
Shout out to Ochsner.
Hey, look. I mean, they don't be great for the Saints, but, you know, hey, everybody else.
She's unemployed by them. We can't say that.
My bad. You know, look, I have some feelings about that.
Yes,
you know, Delvin Bro's done. Anyway, so.
Let's not do that.
Let's not unpack that right now. So, taking that into consideration, then you branch out, of course, and then you start the NOLA Collective.
Yes. So started that a year ago.
Happy anniversary,
month.
1 year anniversary.
Yeah.
Congratulations. Okay, happy anniversary.
Yes, yeah, March 1st, last
year.
Oh,
wow. Exactly, yeah.
So
what was the impetus for that?
I would say, and it's funny because I looked back at like some of my photos and we have this conference, healthcare conference that we do, that we've gone to yearly since I've been in like the business side.
Right.
And it's so funny because it came to New Orleans like the year before I started the NOLA Collective.
Okay.
And one of the things was me and my friend Kiana, we put together like the whole list of events for everybody to like, it was like over 500 young professionals. We were just like making the moves for everybody from Tuesday to like Saturday, basically.
Wow.
And I looked at that, I'm like, wow, this is like the NOLA Collective before the NOLA Collective. Mm-hmm. But I've always been that friend that my friends go to, like, oh, like, where do we go? Where should we go for happy hour? Where should we go for, you know, to go eat or what's happening this weekend? So I was like, let me just start a page. And then it kind of has blown up. It really honestly was just something I was like, well, if people keep asking me, let me just like put it in like its own Instagram page. And I didn't know that it would get to this in like such a short period of time, but very thankful for like everything that's happened
over the past year.
So it's really taken a life of its own at this point.
Yes.
You know, so what are some challenges you've had with that in the last year?
I would say biggest thing is always consistency, right? Because I was telling y'all earlier, I was like, if I go missing for 12 hours, like, well, if I go like sleep for 12, people think I'm missing. But I think it's just consistency.
Yeah.
It's just I'm a team of one right now. So it's like I'm, you know, making sure I'm being intentional with what I post, honestly.
Right.
And so I think consistency and intentionality is like the biggest challenges, but also like the biggest opportunities and things I focus on the most.
Okay. Yeah.
Have you had any major brands reach out to you?
Yes. I was like, I can't talk too much about what's upcoming just yet.
Yeah.
But I do have I have a lot of partnerships with people like within New Orleans, some brands that you probably have heard of. And I would say I am branching out more to try to figure out, okay, can I partner with like the big Essence Fest? Can I partner with like Red Bull and other people that do a lot of work in New Orleans, but that are more national brands? So I'm putting my, you know, dipping my toe in a lot of things.
I got you.
But I do have a lot of good things upcoming. I have a lot of conversations with people.
Cool.
So.
But how did the name come about, NOLA Collective? I mean, it was people coming together, clearly, but like that's what came up. There's NOLA Collective, people coming together. That's how you get the name.
Honestly, I was on the phone with my best friend Amari, and I was just like, I don't know. It just came to me, honestly, because I was like, okay, I like, you know, I wanted, obviously, New Orleans focus. Then I was like, I want something cute. So, like, I don't know. The NOLA Collective came, and I was like, okay, well, let me just, that was my first name. I never changed it. So I just, like, went with it, changed my username, because originally it was called the Food Date Diaries, and I had, like, a food page. I had the 300 followers. I had, like, no followers on the page.
Now you got 8,000. Yeah,
so it was called the Food Date Diaries before it was even the NOLA Collective, and then I had not done anything with that page in, like, over a year, honestly. So I had the account for, like, since, like, 2020 or something like that. Okay. And then I switched it to the NOLA Collective March 1st, and then with that, created like my logo. Honestly, I really need a real logo, but I really created like an AI one, like myself, and just went with it. But people love it. They like know the brand because they know like the little cocktail glass that is like my icon.
Right. Keep it simple. That's great. Yeah.
In the very, very beginning, you mentioned about the importance of solo dating.
Yes.
So talk to me about the importance of solo dating, like going out by yourself.
What is a solo date? Because I've never heard of that before. Yes. This is my first time hearing that.
Okay, so yeah, so I'm a single female, and I also go out by myself a lot. So I think there's lots of people who like ask me for advice through my page, which that's like, that was unexpected, but it's nice. And it's a lot of times, I have a mostly women demographic on my page, like 75% women followers. So people reach out all the time and they're like, well, I want to go out, but either I'm new to the city or, you know, I might not have a large group of friends. So, yeah, that was like some things I've highlighted before my page of like solo dates and just going out by yourself and just having time like with yourself, but also like be able to be open to like meeting new people.
Gotcha.
So, yeah, y'all have
I've never been on a solo date before.
You know, yes. I didn't have a title for it.
I mean, I'm going to the movies on myself.
Yeah.
That's solo dating.
I mean, I don't consider it a date because that's what I like to do. It's like a hobby.
Be by yourself, though. It's called solo.
Yeah. So, you know, it's like intense. Like, you want to go to that nice restaurant that, you know, maybe.
I ain't spending that much money on myself.
You get popcorn?
See, I do that. I do that. That's fair. I never thought about it.
I'm going to regret it in the morning.
I'm not.
Oh, no. Yeah. You have to treat yourself.
I treat myself, but then if I treat myself too much, then I'm like, well, what did I do?
Like, it's just like, I'm gonna go get sushi. I'm going to go to Fogo. I'm going to go something like that.
That's perfect example.
I'm going to have a cocktail. I'm going to relax. And then, you know, I might just find somewhere to sit and chill.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so.
And you always end up meeting, or at least I always end up meeting, like, the most interesting people. Like,
I don't.
You don't go talk to people?
You know, so
he has that. Why are you talking to me, face?
I do. I do.
That's not true.
Yes, I do.
I've seen you in person, sir.
No. You've seen me when I'm forced to socially interact with people.
We'll be chilling at the bar at Applebee's. You just have a whole conversation with somebody. I see you.
Yeah, I mean, I can.
But he's not on a solo date there.
Yeah,
he's on a bro date.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
He's avoiding me. I have no problem going out with my bros. We do it all the time.
Okay.
But you know, it's. I'm not a social person, contrary to what it may seem like right now.
Okay. Also, you seem very friendly.
Yeah, no,
Bianca,
I am.
Bianca.
Go ahead. But no, I'm not. Y'all just out here just doing me down bad.
Hey.
Especially the bald-headed one with his liberty chain.
Bald, beard, sexy. Look, go ahead.
Coach, keep telling yourself that, please.
Absolutely, know. Self-love.
Absolutely, that is. But if I'm going out for me, I'm going out for me.
Okay.
So that's just my thing, because so I'm not gonna talk about how long I've been single. So that's gonna be that. But yeah, I think that's the amazing thing. People need to do that. I'm gonna kick you in the teeth.
So have you ever been approached while on a single date by someone wanting to join your single date?
I get people to come talk to me all the time.
Nice.
It's like random, like
somebody seeing your drink or something like that.
Yes. Gotcha. Like Friday, I went after work. I went to Jolie. It's a new lounge, downtown area.
Yeah, it's nice.
So yeah, so just went there by myself and ended up like talking to the people to the left of me and the right of me, and like I guess I have a friendly face, so people just start talking to me. Like even last night, we had went out to the Chapel Club and like Hotel St. Vincent, and like as soon as I got to the bar, like these ladies started talking to me and they like bought me a drink. I'm like, okay. I was like there by myself only for a little bit until my friends came, but I was like, hey,
free drinks,
enjoy the free stuff.
So. Must be nice, get free drinks. Yes. Why can't guys get free drinks?
I mean, y'all could.
I've gotten free drinks before.
Well, look, there you go.
Yeah. I haven't.
It's the dimples.
No, I have that. It don't work, though, clearly.
Well, maybe you cover yours up.
It's true.
Justin has a softer face.
So have a hard face? Just trying to fly?
No, I'm just saying. You know, it's the absence of facial hair.
Oh.
I mean, I have, hey. Hey now. It's because I can't grow a beard yet. You ain't got to talk shit, okay?
I was like, that was a little day.
You know, some of us struggle with the beardness, but it's fine.
It's okay. You know? I told you, you can get a unit, bro.
I'm good. I'm good.
You get that.
I'm still
the man weave on your
sexy.
Face.
Sexy.
That, look, as long as your wife loves it, that's all that matters.
That's all that matter.
Oh, my God. So speaking of which, what's your busiest time of year? Is it Mardi Gras, Essence Fest? Like, what's the biggest part of the page for you?
I would say, honestly, it's like Christmas. And mind you, I'm only a year. So really, it was like from Bayou Classic to like New Year's was really like super busy because it's like you have all the Bayou Classic stuff. Then, like, I feel like December, everybody wants to have an event or something. Mm. And then it was like Christmas and then New Year's was insane of like it's like over 50 events. Like, how do I like organize this and like make sure people like are able to like, you know, read it and like understand like what's going on. Mm-hmm. So I ended up doing like, I had to do like an Excel file for like New Year's. That's how many events there were in New Orleans alone. Wow. And I probably did not even get all of them. Like, it was probably well over 50 of them.
How do you balance both the collective and the healthcare world?
I would say luckily, like, my job is pretty flexible. Mm-hmm. So I'm very thankful for that. So my job is pretty flexible, especially now that I'm at the director level. Mm-hmm. And then it's people, like, when I'm working with the Noble Collective stuff, it's like I'm doing content a lot, but I'm strategy by background. So I already have my strategic plan for the year. I have my content calendar. I'm very, like, at the beginning of the year, very focused and, like, also doing, like, quarterly updates. So, like, okay, when do I need to spend my time? I live by my calendar.
Gotcha.
Also, I've also blocked out time of, like, working on content or meeting with people, like, when it comes to, like, the Noah Collective. So I'm good with balance.
Gotcha.
So I'm used to being, like, busier, like, just when I was, like, in school. Like, yeah. You know, working full time. So it's like, this is normal for me.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
What is your, well, so I'll go this route then. 2025 is going to be massive.
Yes.
We have a Super Bowl and Mardi Gras.
We do.
So I'm sure you're planning for that already.
Yes, I am.
Jesus.
What are some things you're looking forward to? Like, just maybe not things you can't speak about, obviously, but what are some things you're looking to, you're thinking about, you know, from the beginning of February to like the end of March? It's going to be crazy.
Yeah, I would say just with the NFL, with the supplier, or they have like the supplier diversity program.
I just saw that.
Yeah, so I went to a few of the sessions. They had a session like, what, 2 weeks ago?
Okay.
They have a few more coming up, but I've been plugged in with that. And then I do like, am plugged in with some of the people on the supplier diversity committee. So just wanting, I guess like my vision, I hope that the NOLA Collective is somewhat involved in some type of media or like,
right.
Media aspect or like committee, so you know, putting that out there in the universe.
Absolutely.
So yeah, I am planning for that. I think pretty much everybody in the city is like planning for like the NFL, like for a Super Bowl to come,
right? Because there's so many events around it too.
Yeah,
because it's not just the game, it's the leading up to it,
of course,
the press conferences, all the social events that are going to be surrounding it, everybody that's going to be in town around it.
Yeah, so honestly, I'm planning by just being plugged in with the supplier diversity stuff or just any other programs that the NFL is like officially putting out there, but also on the other end, like I also reach out to different brands that come to New Orleans. So like maybe you've seen like Jack Daniels comes or like Hennessy. Like
Jack Daniels is a lot here.
Yes, they do. So like I want to make sure I'm plugged in with those brands, so when they come, they think of me to like invite me and like I can help with content or media or something like that for them. So that's what I want to do for you know Super Bowl, but that's honestly what I want to do like throughout the year.
Right.
So really just partner with more people and just like partner with more brands that are coming to the city.
Okay. So for people who may be new to your page, new to the city, what are like two or three spots you would recommend going to?
That's a hard question to answer because it depends how they are. But I'll say my favorite spots, which I'm like, okay, this is a good for, you know, if you like variety. So like I love Ace Hotel. Pretty much always at Ace Hotel.
They know you by now, huh?
Yes, they do. I love Ace Hotel only, like, this, the reason why is because, like, honestly, it's a variety of musical acts, like, you know, live just experiences, really. Mm-hmm. And then, like, DJs. There are different ones that come through.
Now, Ace. When you say Ace Hotel, yeah. It's not just Ace Hotel. There's the
There's Three Keys. Okay. There's, like, which is, like, the music venue inside of the lobby. There's, like, the lobby that they actually have, like, parties in as well. Right. And then now the rooftop just opened, I think, like, last week or something like that. So, like, they have programming, I'll say that. So they have, like, DJs, you know, every Wednesday they might have the rooftop, you know, open, but it's like different DJs, right? Got it. So it's not the same experience. It might be the same place you're going to, but it's not the same experience every time. So that's why I like it. It's probably like one of my favorite places to go. I'm trying to think of other places. It really just depends, but like I like Virgin Rooftop as well. I love, especially during the summer, rooftop season, that's the best.
Yeah.
So when is rooftop season?
Pretty much now? Started last week. Like once like the right weather now, is nice outside right now, and once you start seeing the DJs have their residencies like at some of these places that have like pools and stuff, you know, it's like, but like summer starts in New Orleans in March.
Okay. I've never been, so this is all new to me.
Well, that's cool. We did a little party a couple years ago with Jamie Foxx. At the,
I remember that.
Yeah,
that'd be nice, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Good old Be Nice.
Yeah.
Shout out to Be Nice.
Shout out to Be Nice.
They just be doing things.
Man, I'll be out there.
This is always a little party with Jamie Foxx. Yeah. Hey. This is offhand dropping.
Yeah, subtle.
Man. Hey, man. Like, he don't have like, how many awards you got? Yeah, all of them. So.
Hey, man. You know?
You say so. Well, so many events going on. Every time you want to just stay home and just chill, or you always want to be, you know, out and be social?
I would say I have times that I'm just chill and just like relax. Like Friday, like I didn't go out after, like I went eat by myself, and then I'm like, okay, I'm going home. Like I'm just relaxing, but I do take time to like be by myself.
Yeah.
And so like sometimes I'll like today, like, okay, I'm here, I'm going out after this, but I know like, all right, like 3-4 o'clock I'm going home, like I'm going relax, like, so I try to make sure that like I'm putting time just for myself, because it could get overwhelming with people inviting me places, or just I know what's going on. Mm-hmm. So I do take time to like just rest and kind of just like reset. Because also like I have to have time to work too.
Right.
Like I have to have time to like put out the content that people are consuming. Like also meeting with people. Like people want to meet with me all the time. So it's like I need to like have time for myself in between that too. So.
How do you find... Or rather, I know you mentioned you live by your schedule. You live by your calendar.
I do.
So is that, do you have a specific one that you use? Is it just a general calendar? Like, how are you actively budgeting that?
I would say this is a good question, because it's like my corporate nerdy stock that I love. So I use Outlook for like my main calendar, but also like I have a Gmail as well, like for the Noah Collective. But actually, I started using Notion. Notion is great. I'm not sponsored by them. I'm not sponsored by them, but I wish. But Notion is great for me to like integrate everything in one place. And honestly, like the way I'm thinking about the Nola Collective, obviously, is just me right now. But when I bring people on, I want it to be like, here, this is like what our mission is, values, everything, like all of our the work. I'm able to like put that in like Notion, and then also integrate on my calendars, which I love.
Okay.
This part of the podcast has been sponsored by Notion.
So when do you want to expand? Is there like a certain time frame you want to expand the team, or
soon as possible? Right.
So you're hiring right now.
So I'm looking. I would say like I want somebody who's from New Orleans or loves New Orleans and just looking to get into like the media marketing space, if you know, if that's their background. So really want to start off with just one person and then like expand from there. Nice. I do a lot like by myself, but once I have like more people on, it'll be good. Because like next week, like for example, like I'm doing New Orleans Entrepreneur Week. So I am like doing content for them, like officially as like a media partner. So I'm like going to different events, and like if I had another person, that would be great. So honestly, I might enlist my friends for next week and just have them come help me film content. So
So with you doing everything yourself, what are some of the biggest challenges you have when it comes to content creation?
I would say if I could, like, obviously I can only be at one place at one time. Right. So that's probably the biggest thing, because sometimes I'm like, okay, there's like this event I want to go to, and then like there's, but I want to get content here because it's something I haven't either seen before. Like I want to like show like the people that like follow the page. So I would say I can't be in one place at, you know, more than one time. So that's probably the biggest challenge.
So much content.
Yeah. And then now I'm like, okay, do I need an official camera? Because I'm starting to like, my phone is starting to get full.
Phone storage, yep.
Yeah. So, because it really just started out as like, I started out with the weekend lineup, but now okay. I've expanded to showing people different, you know, musicians in New Orleans, different, you know, DJs, different, just like, I did like a lot of posts. The Zulu Ball posts like really blew up. Like people love seeing like all the acts that were there. And then they were like, oh, well, I want to go to Zulu Ball next year. Like, yeah. So it's been interesting. I try to do a variety of things. Like I do have a rhyme or reason to like why I'm posting like a lot of different, like I just different parts of the culture.
Shout out to Jam Session.
Yes.
Mecca Notes.
Yes. Yeah. Y'all had Mecca, him on the podcast.
Yep.
I heard. Yeah.
Yeah. Great guy.
Matter of fact, I'm going this week.
Cool.
Look at you. Yeah, solo look. Date.
So no, I have some friends of mine from work who aren't from here.
Okay.
And they were asking me about like what to do. And I was like, I'm not the best person to ask. Right.
Yeah.
So, so yeah, so I will be forwarding the Instagram page to the group chat.
Yes.
That I had to cuss them out for not inviting me into at one point.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, no. But then I was like, I don't get all the notifications, so I'm cool with that too.
Yeah.
I'm not in any group text with my subordinates.
See, it's subordinates. These are peers on my instance. I wouldn't want to be in a group chat with my subordinates either.
Me neither.
It's lonely at the top.
That was a sniff, though.
I would say during the week, I do post daily on like what's happening. So like not just the weekend posts, like actually on the feed, but like a lot of people, I guess, like don't realize on the story I'm posting daily. So like all the, you know, the jam session on Wednesdays, anything throughout the week. You know, it's going to be on the story. So.
Okay.
Send them my page.
So, yeah. So, just to throw this out here, probably going to reiterate it multiple times. Follow the Know the Collective.
Yes.
Check out the stories to see what's happening daily.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the big posts are the weekends, but the stories are daily.
Yes.
There you go. See? Not rocket science.
So, 5 years from now, what do you see the brand going? What would you like for it to be?
That's a good question. I really want the Nola Collective to be like the premier like social brand when you think of New Orleans. So the way I think of the Nola Collective, and like this gives people a different perspective, which I haven't talked to too many people about this, but think of the Nola Collective as like the society pages of a magazine.
Gotcha.
Like if you take and look at it through that lens, like you will see the rhyme and reason like why I'm posting like things I'm posting.
It makes sense.
So I don't necessarily want to be a magazine, but I really want... Honestly, I want to evolve that to where it's like either it's an app or, you know, it, you know, full-fledged website. And I really want it to be like its own entity. Like,
so you want to evolve?
Oh, of course. Yeah. So what I'm kind of doing right now is, you know, it's the Nola Collective, which I didn't intentionally name it that way to like bring on other, you know, people are like talk about like a lot of different stuff. It just evolved that way. But I want to make sure like I'm being intentional with like the different other, like the other brands in New Orleans that I'm like maybe collaborating posts with. So like a good example is Art Above the Law or Art Above the Law. If I got the name wrong, please forgive me. But I collaborate with Prosper's page on just like what's happening in the art space in New Orleans, which
I gotcha.
That's a great example of us like, okay, I don't know everything that's happening in the art space, but he does. So it's like, let me collaborate on different posts with you. So then like, okay, people are coming to Nola Collective, not just seeing like what's happening on the weekend. It's also like, you know, art or fashion or music or poetry, which I did not know until I started doing this. We had a whole big like poetry community, like never knew that until I started like going to stuff. And I'm very curious. So like, I love like showing up to like new events and stuff and just peeping it out and then like making videos of it. So
in October you went to the Invest Fest in Atlanta. Talk about that experience.
Oh yeah, Invest Fest. So you did your research. Invest Fest Invest Fest was amazing. I will go, hopefully they haven't posted the dates this year yet, I don't think. But I will definitely go again. It was a good time just for the simple fact that it helped me like see that I was on the right track. I would say that. And then also it helped me understand that like I had just applied to the accelerator for Idea Institute. So accelerators, you know, if you have, you know, idea that you're incubating, they help you like bring that idea to life. Ironically, the idea is not, it wasn't anything tied to Nola Collective, but now it's come full circle and I will be using that idea with the Nola Collective. So it was like, it was purposeful, but going to InvestFest, I learned that like accelerators are helpful, and I was like, you know, on the right track with, you know, applying for the Idea Institute and stuff. And then also seeing that, you know, there were a lot of people in the industry that like, you know, that I'm able to connect with there, and I hope to go again this year.
So. It's very expensive though. I saw the price you posted. Yeah. Like what, 250, something like that? Just to go to InvestFest?
$250,000
$250,000
No. Oh, just $250,000
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They have different levels though. Yeah. They have different like tiers.
Mm. I want to say, damn. Yeah. I need me a grant.
Yeah, I'm about to say it.
No.
Because you saw it was like, Jeezy was there performing. Yes, was there?
It was fun. It was fun. Jeezy was the only like celebrity performance, like as far as a concert. But they had lots of celebrities there as far as just like walking around. Like, so anybody you think of as thought leaders were there, like 19 Keys. They had a lot of podcasts were there. Mm-hmm. So
I think Ernie Leisure was there,
yeah.
I believe.
Oh, yeah. That's who they throw.
Okay, throw, okay. Gotcha. Yeah.
Mm. But like Social Proof podcast was there. Just a lot of different like business podcasts. Like Market Mondays. Who's the guy? Do y'all listen to Earn Your Leisure? I think it's his name's Eric. I don't know. I'm not sure. But like a lot of different podcasts in the business space were there. Y'all should definitely pop up, you know.
Man, you said 250 and he almost had a heart attack. So.
I felt my toes clench a little bit. I'm like, 250.
Yeah. No, just 250. I think that's cheaper than compared to some conferences.
Oh, like, yeah. No, some places it's thousands of dollars just to get in the door.
Yes.
And then it's like you can't go to all the sessions. You know, they're you know, what I don't like about conferences is how they schedule certain sessions to compete with other sessions.
Yeah.
So it limits your access to things.
It's business.
So then you got to pick. Yeah, it's business. You know, it's the business of it. But it's like, now I got to pick what I want to go to. Yeah. Now I got to pick what I'm going to miss out on. You know, and then sometimes they don't make the session content available after the fact, which is a whole.
You
got to
pay for it.
You got to pay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's a whole other gripe that I have with conferences, especially ones that I've been to in the past.
Yeah. I would say with InvestFest, I guess, because I think this is only their, it was their third year, but they did a good job with only having kind of like two rooms when it came to what's going on. So like, you know, some conferences have like four different tracks.
Oh, yeah.
Like, so they did a good job with like, okay, you could either or. But, and they kind of did like catacorner stuff. Okay. So it wasn't too bad with overlap, but it was like the bigger room, it's like massive.
Okay.
Because like that's where they had like P. Diddy. They had, they had Steve Harvey.
Stop it.
So like they had a lot of different celebrities on the bigger stage. And then like on the smaller stage, it was like more of the podcast or just like, you know, not lesser known people, but like it was just a different, I feel like that stage was like lots of tools, like actual like, hey, you do XYZ to grow your social media account or grow your podcast, like that type of thing.
Sounds like we need to go, fellas.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would definitely recommend it.
Dropping jewels, I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jewels, right? She's AKA. Don't worry about it.
Oh, you left that out.
Huh?
I mean, I knew it, but you left that out. You should have did that in your intro.
Oh.
That's important.
I apologize.
For us.
I'm
brother.
Sorry. You want to do it now? You want to do it?
No, you do it.
Bianca's AKA.
Hello. Thank you, Marlon.
Purse fam. Applause. Can't stand. So what's coming up now as far as festivals? Is French Quarter Fest?
Yeah, French Quarter Fest, Jazz Fest. That's the, you know, big ones right now. Mm. But, you know, all they have like Super Sunday coming up with, you know, the second lines for Uptown Super Sunday. They have all the St. Patrick's Day stuff that week, like next weekend.
What's that one that Cleveland just announced? It's like a
Boil Brew
and
I did just see
Bubbles.
That. Yeah,
I had just posted that. Yes. Yeah, that one should be. It's gonna be in May.
Gotcha. Yeah. It's unique. I know. I mean, if you're buying that much crawfish, it's breaking the bank on that.
I know.
I don't eat crawfish, expensive. But it's like, I heard it's $7 a pound.
Nine is what I heard it came down
to. That's crazy.
I mean,
for sea bugs.
You know,
I'm just saying.
You know,
the roaches of the sea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I don't buy crawfish. I bought crawfish once in my life.
So how do you steal it?
Huh?
You steal it? How do you,
no,
how
I just
do you
participate
consume it?
When other people buy it.
Gotcha.
Which, and that participation is very, infrequent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, less and less people are doing crawfish boils like at their house.
That's a big part of the part of the culture though.
So it's like my aunt and uncle have one at the end of the summer.
Okay.
Every year.
Mm-hmm.
And
we weren't invited.
Huh?
I said we weren't invited last year.
Oh no. So it was the it was the day I was meeting with to drop my kids off.
Gotcha.
So I didn't even get to go.
Gotcha.
So, but yeah, no, they do it every year. They do it up. And it's like, they got a little bread. They live out in Pearl River. They got a nice piece of property.
Yeah.
They bring out like the P-rolls and shit like that. You know, it's a thing. And I was I was laughing about it. Yeah, it's nice. And I was just like, well, y'all ain't gonna be doing all this shit this year. Crawfish $13 a pound.
I mean, maybe by the end of the summer, maybe it'll be better.
I hope. I mean, no, I don't. I don't care. You know, because I'm not going to buy it. It's you know, the sea bug thing aside, crawfish is my personal cross to bear as someone from New Orleans because I'm not a fan of it. So, week after
Vaseline. Sorry. Go ahead.
God. He puts Vaseline on it. You got some Vaseline?
You just can't randomly throw out Vaseline. First off.
Add that out. Go ahead.
No. Secondly, so we have a weekly. We do this thing weekly. And Justin always struggles to remember what part of his body he did lotion appropriately. Usually it's his hands or something. He like washes his hands. And now all of a sudden we just get, oh yeah, just a disclaimer. I ain't putting lotion on my
elbows.
No, because
we about to take pictures. And I was like, damn.
You didn't have to throw that out now.
It's just sometimes I have like an issue with saying what's on my mind out loud. I struggle with that.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Just
I could be in like a meeting or something like that and like blah 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 blah. And everybody's looking like, what is he talking about? I don't know. I wouldn't call it Tourette's.
No, that's not Tourette's.
But I speak my mind.
That's a filter problem.
Gotcha. Is it a filter problem? Because it wasn't inappropriate. I just said I forgot to put lotion on my elbows. Thing.
Filters do not apply. Filters are not only for inappropriate thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
Filters just they're the barrier with which some thoughts, which that only pertain to us, they should crash up against.
Gotcha.
And not be shared with the collective.
So,
you like that? Yeah. Like that plug. Yeah.
So
Marlon doesn't have any Vaseline.
I do not.
We have this conversation every like.
I think it's funny.
It's perplexing as someone who doesn't really need lotion a lot.
Because of your complexion?
Yes, that's exactly why. That's exactly why.
You just turn red from time to time.
I turn red, but you know what? I've noticed that I have started to get ashy again, which is weird.
How did you notice?
I got ashy. I don't know. I like scratched my knuckles one day and it was a little ashy. And I was what's going on?
Mm.
And then I have to see if I have lotion that's not expired.
Didn't know lotion expired.
Me either.
That's news to me.
This is what happens when you buy one bottle every 8 years.
Damn. Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Gotcha.
Don't really have a need for it.
I hear you.
It is. Like, you know, it's a whole different thing.
I gotta lather up like 2 or 3 times a day.
Huh?
I said I have to lather up like 2 or 3 times a day.
No, this is the struggle of being light skin.
Cocoa butter.
Liners don't last.
Because I wash my hands.
Yeah. See? Wash his hands. It'll dry. We're going to hear about it later. So back to the Nola Collective. I don't know. I'm drawing a blank right now, I'll be honest with you. Because I feel like we've had a great conversation up to this point. We've talked about a lot of really interesting things. You have where you're looking to go. You know, Justin talked about 5 years from now, you being the authority, rather, for what's happening in the city.
Yes.
Which I feel like we used to have that. Okay. I feel like we don't really have it so much anymore. I feel like in the era when newspaper was more prevalent, you know, you had the social pages and the Times-Picayune.
Right.
You know, and I remember aunts and uncles, great aunts and uncles, having those conversations.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't quite have that anymore.
In print form.
In print form.
Right. We have it now.
But, you know, as media has transformed and as things have shifted to our generation being the ones involved in control, dominating the presence there, you know, we're taking advantage of the mediums we have available to us, which is social media.
Right.
And it's
There's a gap.
There absolutely is a gap. Because, you know, everybody used to, I'm going to say everybody, I remember my aunts, uncles, parents, great aunts and uncles talking about this one going here, that one going there, these pictures being posted or articles being written. And it's like.
In the newspaper?
Huh?
Damn.
Yeah, and they used to save the newspapers.
Yeah, they used to, yeah. You know, especially when somebody famous would be doing something or, you know, somebody well-known. Because fame was different. Like, people weren't social media famous. People were actually...
Like, TV famous.
Like, you weren't TV or movie famous or maybe radio famous. People weren't writing articles about you. People weren't writing think pieces about you. Now we got people, they post us... 17-second clip on social media, and it's fucking think pieces for days. So it's a different world, but to create content that has value and meaning and that offers something that people can, you know, connect with is always something that's worth seeing. And that's what I feel like you're doing. You're creating content that, like you said, it takes your solo dates to you connecting to people that you've never met before in a positive way.
Right.
So, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah. We are in full support. We love what you do. Wishing you all the best of luck.
Thank you.
I know a year from now is going to be a whole different thing. You're gonna, from 8,000 to 80,000 to 800,000. Serious.
I love that.
8,000. I hope so. But, in a year, like I said, I started out with like 300 followers from Food Day Diaries.
There you go.
And now I'm, hopefully getting 10K this month. So.
Okay. Oh, yeah, you're going to get there. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm excited for it, but I do like what you're saying. I see the gap, and that's what I'm hoping to solve. Like, social media, it's not like you can't really discoverability with social media platforms is like non-existent, honestly. Right. So it's like, what platform do I need to build, or what do I need to do to like bridge that gap? So that's the future of Nola Collective. Gotcha. Y'all see, but that's what I'm trying to solve for. Exactly what you said.
That's awesome.
Yeah, thank you again for joining us, and happy Women's History Month.
Yes,
appreciate
you
making
thank
history.
You.
Yeah, look, there'll probably be one of the people in the conversation about in the future. This person created the Nola Collective, and this is what they do. And
I mean, the cover page of Essence Fest magazine.
She's gonna be on the stage. She's gonna be on the Essence Fest stage. Watch.
I just met Caroline at the UNCF gala, which was like that made my night. Like, so got to meet her. I didn't get a chance to plug the Nola Collective, but I was like, if I meet her, like. I'm gonna see her again. Like, that's how I feel. Like, if you meet somebody one time, you're gonna see them again.
I'm proud of you.
Thank you. Yes.
Keep, keep the great work.
Yes.
And thank you again for joining us.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we appreciate Bianca for joining us today, giving us more information about the Nola Collective. Can you drop the socials on how they can follow and where they can follow?
Yes. So you could follow the Nola Collective on Instagram, THE. Nola Collective. There's also a Facebook page, and we will be starting a TikTok page very soon.
Okay.
So also in our Instagram bio, you could sign up for our future newsletter that will be dropping probably in the next like month or two, and it'll give you more insights to what's happening in the city.
Awesome. And you can follow them on Threads as well.
Yes.
Okay. So y'all heard that. Instagram, Threads, TikTok coming soon, Facebook.
Yeah.
The THE Nola Collective.
And I just subscribed to the newsletter.
Boom.
Thank you.
Boom. You do the same thing then.
Please don't sell my data.
What?
It's a joke. It's a joke.
It was like a halfway joke.
Nah, for real. We good.
So, ladies and gentlemen, we thank y'all for joining us for this episode. Thank y'all for listening. You know, check out the Nola Collective. Look at the events happen. Remember, daily is in stories. Weekend is for the big time stuff.
Yeah.
So, y'all enjoy. Thank you, Bianca, so much for joining us and having this conversation with us and watching us be a little crazy.
No, I loved it. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Thanks. Fellas, y'all got anything else?
No.
I have to get Marlon an adult size chain.
Get your haircut.
I did.
You did? It's a fresh fade.
Yeah, literally. The lining only lasts for like 12 hours. Shut the hell up.
I don't know, because mine, it lasts a little longer than that.
Two days. Yeah,
Two days.
I got a good 18 hours on a solid lining.
Mm.
That's it. Then it evaporates.
That's why I get my haircut every week. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's an investment.
All right.
All right, we out.
And that's another episode. Give us a like and follow on Facebook and Instagram at Day Late Dollar Show Podcast. And listen to us wherever you listen to your podcasts on Anchor, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, and more.